Welcome to a very special edition of Wax Ecstatic. I don't know if it's special. It is a bonus edition, however. Yes, much like that glossy all-star card that appeared in your Topps Rack pack, you weren't really looking for it, but there it was, and you still get to keep it. I'm your host, Matt Salmon. We are taking a look at our listener survey in lieu of this week's Flashback Friday edition, so I'm glad you're tuning in, and I'm glad you took part in the survey. At least I'm assuming I'm talking to a survey taker. If not, you missed out, but we're still going to share the information with you because we got a larger survey sample this time than we did when we did a survey 6 months ago, and that's good because our audience is larger, so we were hoping more people would get involved. And we've got some pretty interesting answers. You know, I followed the survey answers two or three times during the couple of weeks that it was open, and some very interesting answers to some of these questions. And ultimately, those who did take the survey, you are determining the direction of this show, much like you did 6 months ago. We decided to go from the big old monster box to the big old binder and do some special shows in between. Well, for those of you who did take that survey, you are steering the ship here. So I appreciate all of the interesting feedback that we got from our listeners. So let's go through the survey here. 10 questions, starting with question number one. In general, how much do you enjoy listening to Wax Ecstatic? We had three options here, multiple choice. I absolutely love it. It's pretty good. And the more mundane, it's okay. So we pulled all the answers together, and our lead answer was, I absolutely love it, 55.17%. of those who answered that question went in that direction. The other 44.83% said it's pretty good, and nobody went with the mundane, it's okay. So basically you're saying you're giving the show either an A or a B, and that is certainly very good news. So at the very least, despite whichever direction this program goes in or what we've been doing, overall, you are pretty darn pleased with the responses and the podcast that we've had over the last several months. So that is excellent. All right, our second question was, how did you find out about Wax Ecstatic? And this is really more just, I'm curious, how did you find us? Because there are so many different ways. And we had several different options. And the winning answer was, I found it when I discovered wax and gum stains on Twitter. And that is why I tell you always to share wax and gum stains with your collecting friends, those who collect now or collected back in the day or do a little bit of both. That's the best way to get the word out there. And of course, that is where we post our links to our shows, at least on the Audio Boom platform. But we'll let you know about upcoming shows, where you can listen to them, the auction breaks that we do, how you can contribute with a tip jar donation. That's the best way to do it. So if you're listening to this and you haven't yet followed us at Wax and Gum Stains on Twitter, please do and pass the word along to everybody else. Now, another interesting note, the second most answers came into the other category, and we asked, please specify. And pretty much everybody who answered other mentioned the interview that I did on Beckett Radio, and this was back in late January. So shout out to the Beckett Radio guys for, again, having me on the program. And that was a very big boost in the exposure of the program, so I appreciate the time that they took. And eventually, I got to get on there again. So, guys, if you're listening, just reach out to me, and we'll set something up at some point in time. Now, question number three, what is your favorite part of the content of the show? And we had a tie, believe it or not. We had five options, including I love talking baseball cards in general. I love looking back at the old card sets. I love looking back at the old players. I love the listener interaction with the host. And I'm not a huge baseball card collector. I just find the show interesting. Well, our tie came in the first two responses. Collectively, about 76% of our audience said, I love talking baseball cards in general, and I love looking back at the old card sets. Now, the remaining 24% went with the I love looking back at the old players. So there is definitely just this overall desire to talk baseball cards, and in particular, just taking a peek at these old cards. So we still will feature a random pull of a player and talk about that specific player that we pull. But clearly you want to talk about the cards because you are a fan of the cards and the history of the card sets. So we will continue to do that. Question number four about the host. Oh, this is the most important question. About the host, what is your favorite part of what he does? He really knows about baseball cards and the sport of baseball. He's really funny. He seems personable, like I've known him for years. Nothing in particular. He's just a good host for the show. So roughly 45% of our respondents leading the way with he really knows about baseball cards and the sport of baseball. Well, that's good. If I didn't know what I was talking about, this would be an absolute sham of a show. So I'm glad we've got that. Coming in at a very close second, about 38% of the vote, he seems personable like I've known him for years. So that's good. I'm connecting with you not only with what I'm talking about, but how I'm talking about it. And that is just a magical mix in radio. So I'm glad we're able to do that. 0% said he's really funny. So you can all kiss my ass. Question number five. What would you like more of in the show? And this is where we start taking the direction of the show. Okay, where are we going to go down the line here? So our options were more listener interaction through the Twitter feed, Wax and Gum Stains, more talk about the older card sets, more talk about the older players, more guests who have a connection to the hobby, and more talk in general. The show is too short. Now, we also included an other category with some interesting responses. We'll get to that. But our lead answer was more talk about the older card sets. So we'll dive into a little more about these particular sets and the designs. And the second place vote, there was actually a tie for second. We had more talk about the older players and the other category. So we'll get to other in just a little bit. So the main theme of the show, the cards, the players, we're going to focus on that. In fact, starting with our podcast next Tuesday on 79 Tops, we're going to change the format of the show just a tiny little bit. After we introduce the show and what we're talking about, we're going to go right into the card set, and the player, and we're going to move our interaction with the fans from the Twitter feed to the back end of the show. In fact, we're going to grow that a little more. It won't just be looking at tweets we got, but eventually we're going to start a feature that is called Wax Nostalgic. Basically, it's a listener mailbag. If you have questions about a particular card set, card, a podcast we've done, it's basically giving you the chance to do a little Q&A with me. So look for the hashtag Wax Nostalgic. That will be popping up throughout our Twitter feed at Wax and Gum Stains. So if you have a question, if I have an answer or at least a decent guess at your question, I will do my best to answer that for you in upcoming shows. So we'll get right to the chase. We'll talk about the card and the player, and then listen in from our viewers with the Wax Nostalgic and also just some of the commentary on our Twitter feed at Wax and Gum Stains. Now, as for the others, some very interesting questions here, suggestions, I should say, not necessarily questions. But also, we've got more talk about the players and more guests who know about baseball history or the hobby. That is something that I haven't been able to come through with. It was something that listeners expressed in our previous podcast, or our previous survey, excuse me. And just because of time constraints, I haven't been able to really do that. So I'm going to try to make a better effort of occasionally, not every show, but occasionally bringing in a guest. I've got a couple of interesting prospects out there. So we'll certainly consider that. Another interesting suggestion here. I wonder if extending into post-junk wax era cards is possible. I missed circa 1991 to 2015. The original podcast in the 80s really re-sparked my interest, but I'm kind of fuzzy and lost for that period. I didn't collect. And they add, I'd love you to review every single manager card ever produced. Ha ha. Very funny indeed, dreaded manager card. As for the post-junk wax era cards, I started slowly getting back into collecting, what was it, about 2005, maybe 2006. Really got back into it around 2014, 2015. So I do have some cards from sets from the last 10, 12 years. Not a whole lot, but I do have some in my possession. But I'm not going to spend much time doing that. And here's why. A couple reasons. One, in our previous survey, we did ask the question, would you like for us to talk about more current cards? And that was an emphatic no by our survey respondents. They just did not want to touch any new or relatively new products. So occasionally, I'll mention a new product. You know, I'm a big fan of the Heritage brand, Topps Heritage. So when that's coming out, I'll talk a little bit about it. But really, fans of this show just don't want to hear about new cards. So I'm fine with that. Also, the whole crux of this show, the idea of the show was cards that were in my collection, because I started this idea of the show just thumbing through the you know, big old monster box, just pulling cards out at random and just kind of looking at them and thinking about the players and their careers and my memories of these particular sets or players or teams. And I don't have any cards from 1994 through 2004, and I have that limited number of cards from, I'd say, 2005 to 2012, really, 2013 almost, because I just really wasn't that big of a collector. Like many of our listeners, our glory days of collecting baseball cards were in the glory days of the hobby. So that is, for the most part, the junk wax era. So in many ways, we've had our listeners tell us they want to keep talking about, if not the vintage cards from the 50s and 60s and 70s, definitely the junk wax era from the 80s. And my collection goes up to 1993. That's as far as I go when it comes to the glory days of my collecting years. So I'm not going to do post-junk wax because for many of us, we're kind of fuzzy in that sort of time. And because for many of us, the hobby wasn't as fun back then. It had blown up far too big too quickly. It was definitely a gluttonous hobby by then. And a lot of the magic of collecting vanished from the mid-90s into, you know, like I said, 10, 12 years ago. And it's finally stabilized. And I think some people are getting back to it. But also to your point, the whole idea of doing the 80s and 90s cards got you back into collecting, and that's kind of one of the dirty reasons why we still do the show the way we do. All right, our next question, what would you like less of in the show? And basically, it was just the negative of the previous. So less listener interaction, less talk about the old cards, less talk about the older players. No guests, please. Also, the show runs a little too long, maybe something closer to 25 to 30 minutes. Plus, we have the other category. Now, other actually led the way here with 35% of the responses. So again, we'll go into the other category in a moment. But it should be mentioned that in a tie for second place, each response getting about 31% of the vote. No guests, please. The show is just fine with the host. So again, all right, we'll cycle in some guests here. But also, the show runs a little too long. And I totally agree with you. It's something that's been gnawing inside of me for a while. When the show started, it was roughly 30 minutes. And there's good reason for that. One, because I just wanted a format, didn't want anything too lengthy. But two, and I know this in my broadcasting career, the longer the podcast is, unless it's really really hard-hitting conversations, the more likely people are going to start fading out and tuning out and not really paying attention. Sometimes a podcast needs to go long. For example, our 89 Upper Deck podcast, because there's so much in the backstory to how Upper Deck got started and how it changed the hobby. That podcast ran like an hour and 10 minutes. Like it was a necessary evil. It had to be done. But I'll be honest with you, I too have felt that the podcasts have run a little too long, and that's because I can't shut up. You know, I'm in radio. I talk. That's what I do. But partially because I'm passionate about the subject, I'm passionate about the stories behind these players, but also because we've had more listeners come in and more people are interacting on our Twitter feed, it's very easy to talk about several other subjects and kind of go off on tangents before diving into the show. So that's, again, why we're going to kind of flip things up a little bit, starting with the 79 Top Show. But I feel your pain. I can't guarantee 25 to 30 minutes, but here is my goal. I will try to contribute the same quality of show with a little less quantity. So I'm going to try to aim for about 45 minutes. That may not sound like a big deal, but I don't want this show to be a task to listen to. I don't want it to be a chore. I want you to look forward to it and listen to it from start to finish. So I'm going to try to be a little more brief in some of my commentary while still providing the entertainment and the information that you're looking for. Now, some interesting comments from the other category, as most people actually chimed in with, there's really nothing in particular. The podcast is great. So, okay, some of you are totally fine with how things are. I get that. But a couple of interesting things. One, this is petty, but sometimes the host smacks his lips while talking. It's petty, but I'm sure it's annoying. So I'll try my best to not do it. A lot of the times, because I am talking nonstop for 45, 50, 55 minutes, it's just my mouth gets dry and I'm just, you know, wetting my mouth. So I will make it a practice to take a little more of a break, a pause that I will edit out, take a sip of water instead of sitting there going, because I get upset at my kids for chewing with their mouths open, and it's a very similar sound. So don't feel bad about, saying that. It's okay. Another commenter, too much referencing of things discussed at length in other podcasts. Pretty soon we all will have heard the same thing, and then the sentence kind of runs on here. But I get it. There can be some repetition there, so thank you for sharing that. Part of the reason why I do bring up several stories that I've mentioned before is because of all the new listeners we've picked up, in particular the last 3 to 4 months. Maybe you haven't heard the original story. So if you're somebody who's been with us since day one or the very early days of the podcast, that would be basically last fall. I'm sorry if you've heard some of the same stories over and over again. I'm just trying to reset things for the new listeners. So I'll be a little more cognizant of some of the stories that I tell. And I'm sure there are some of them I've told 3 or 4 times over the course of 90 podcasts. If you've listened to them all, you've heard it all and you're tired of it. But if you've just been following along for a couple months now, some of these stories are new to you. But thank you very much for sharing that with me. All right, the big question on the direction of the show, where would you like the show to go from here? Our options: continue on the 1981 baseball cards and work your way to 1993 again. So basically, just keep the chain going. Go back to the older baseball cards and work your way through 1993. So go back to the beginning of the binder and basically do the entire collection once again. Don't go in chronological order. Just pick any card from the collection and discuss it. Move on to hockey cards, 1960s through the early 1990s. This would be in lieu of baseball cards as the focal point. And that was pretty much it. So we also had the other category, which we do have some very interesting comments here. So we'll get to that. Other led the way, but it was in a tie with don't go in chronological order. Just pick any card from the collection and discuss it. So that's what we're going to do. I will, however, start when we're done with 1980 tops. I will go back to the Monster Box and, kind of as I originally planned, instead of going year by year and set by set, I'm just going to go row by row in the box. So we'll be hopping and skipping and jumping from like 81 to 84 to 86 or whatever. And I'll pull out the, the junk wax cards I have, not as many as I used to, and I'll just grab a couple here and there. And we'll jump back and forth to the binder too. So that was by far the lead suggestion. What's interesting is the hockey card idea, which was popular in the last survey, it wasn't the number one answer, but it was popular. It did not quite garner the same amount of support. So it was a bit of a surprise, but I do appreciate everybody who commented on that saying, nope, keep it in baseball. So that's cool. Some of the interesting comments here in the other category, do some segments on unusual and interesting cards from any sport or era, or interesting stories about long-forgotten players. That was discussed in our last survey as well, when I got to the latter years of the Junk Wax era, because I only kept the star cards or the big rookie cards. You know, we're pulling guys like Ken Griffey Jr. and Nolan Ryan and, you know, Manny Ramirez, guys who pretty much everybody knows their story. I try to do a good mix here. These are truly random selections here. But for every Nolan Ryan type player, I want an Art Shamsky, you know, a more common player that some players or some people don't really know much about. So we're going to try to mix in more of the common man. I find those stories to be more interesting. So we will definitely, you know, try to mix it up just a little bit. And the fact that we're going to be jumping around and you know, bouncing around, you know, through different eras, you know, a little more randomness to the cards and the sets that we look at. Another comment here, maybe also talk about the industry in general. There are a bunch of books out that talk about the industry, rise and fall, and stories about how the cards shaped our childhood. Yes, in fact, I've read Mint Condition. Cardboard Gods is a really good one as well. There's plenty of card books out there. Some I've read, some I haven't. And I try my best. It's hard sometimes. History of the industry gets kind of kicked to the wayside. But during momentous years, for example, when we do the 1980 Topps show, we're going to spend a little time on the Fleer lawsuit, which actually started in the mid-70s. But that's why 1980 was the last year Topps was the lone baseball card manufacturer. So we'll talk a little bit about that Fleer lawsuit to kind of give everybody the picture of what was going on in the industry. But I do try to mix in as much society commentary, history commentary. Hopefully I did that in the 78 Topps episode for you with Mark Fidrick and how he gave the city of Detroit some hope in a very tough time. So we'll definitely, you know, work in as much industry talk as possible. And also because we've already run the gamut, or we will have by the time we get done with 80 Topps, we've already run the gamut of describing the cards, probably talking less about the description of the cards, although somebody did mention that we should talk a little more about design. I mean, I'll always talk about the design of the cards, but maybe talk a little less about it and talk more about the team that's featured. I love talking about team history or uniform history or something. So, you know, that's something that we can work in as well. One last suggestion here. I like the random pull. Have a regular focus on what you think are the 25 best cards per set. Not necessarily stars, but great picks or special stories. I do like to look at the set as a whole, and if there are any particular cards that jump to the top of my mind, I'll mention them. Actually did that in the last podcast where I mentioned that a lot of cards from the mid to late 70s, I said Daryl Thomas and Roland Office, there's a lot of guys that, you know, look like Disco Stew. So, you know, if I can think of some off the top of my head, or when we were talking about the over-aggressive action shots in 73 Topps, you know, the Luis Alvarado card is the first one that comes to mind because it's so ridiculously awful. So, you know, if I can, because I like to focus on one card at a time, but if there's a general trend to any particular set, we'll definitely share that as much as we possibly can. All right, question 8, what do you think about our auction pack breaks? This is something that came from the last survey, and we've started doing it, and I've mentioned before we've had a good reaction to it, not quite as good as I've wanted it, but I figure I'd get your 2 cents on it. So we had 5 options here. I enjoy them and want to participate in them. I enjoy them even if I don't participate in them. I'm not really interested in them, but I don't dislike them. I think they're a waste of time. Don't bother. And then we had pretty much the other category, and that is if you want to participate in these auction breaks, what type of things do you want auctioned off? And no surprise here, the people who responded to that said, you know, late 70s and mid 80s wax. So, you know, that's exactly what we're doing. Somebody mentioned, can you please post an audio version of them as well as video? Well, To that, I say you don't necessarily have to watch the video link. You can just click on it and put it in the background there. So I don't want to go too overboard with the production on those. The lead response was, I enjoy them even if I don't participate in them. So at least it's somewhat entertaining. But the second response was, I'm not really interested in them, but I don't dislike them. So it turns out only about 1 in 5 of our listeners are really enjoying it. So we're going to continue the auction pack breaks, but they might get morphed into a different presentation. There may be a different and better way for us to do that. So I'm going to brainstorm on that. We'll keep doing it, but just in a different delivery method. Now, going back to the length of the show here, how much of each podcast do you listen to? I listen to the whole thing, start to finish. I listen to the whole thing, but not all at once. I complete the episode at another time. I listen to most of it, maybe 40 to 45 minutes. I listen to some of it, maybe about 20 to 25 minutes. And then I skip around. I have my favorite parts of the show. An interesting point here, I don't have, and this was in the comments section, I don't have tons of extra time, so I listen to what I can because I enjoy it. Well, okay, that's one way to do it. That's the fun thing of on-demand audio. You can listen to it however you want to, whenever you want to. The runaway leader in this question was, I listened to the whole thing start to finish. And that's great. 2 out of 3 of you said that. Meanwhile, 1 out of 5 of you say, I listened to the whole thing, but not all at once. So altogether, about 86% listen to the whole show. And that is good, because like I said, these shows have gotten a little longer than I've intended them to. I'm going to try to shorten them just a tiny, tiny little bit there. But for those of you who make up that other third that don't listen to start to finish, hopefully I can get you to do that habit with a slightly more concise podcast. So to those of you who do listen to it from start to finish when it comes out, thank you so much. And finally, the ubiquitous fill-in-the-blank question, what additional comments and suggestions do you have for the show? Several of you answered this, and I'll go ahead and address some of these points here. You could talk about inserts like the All-Star Glossy sets. Well, that's how I started this show, so there you go. We actually did do an All-Star Glossy set show. It was part of the the All-Star Glossy Set No Logo Show. I think it's episode, 68, maybe. So check our archives for that one. We did do one a while back. And I just don't have too many of those cards still in my possession. So you know, I can't spend too much more time on it. But we did cover that just a little bit. Also, we have a good show. I'm interested in baseball. Not so much cards, but it's fun to listen to. Have you ever considered doing baseball memorabilia, like classic pennants or bobbleheads? That is a very interesting suggestion. I don't have too many bobbleheads, but I do have a lot of pennants and, you know, also like old hats and throwback jerseys. So, yeah, the memorabilia may come up here, especially pennants, because a long time ago, I bought a lot of pennants that were made in the mid to late 70s. I've got a couple actually from the 60s. So, yeah, maybe there's one of those shows where we dust off the pennants because right now they're not hanging up anywhere in my house. They're just in a closet. But they are laid out nice and level so that they don't get too wrinkled here. And I'd love to sell them, but shipping those damn things is such a very difficult thing there. Let's see. This will be long. Uh-oh, you've been warned. I just found this and can't stop listening. Baseball cards shaped my life growing up. I have never sought out anything that talked at length about them. Fascinated by the little things that are unearthed on the show. Keep those up forever. I hate cards from 1990 on up, so I have no interest in them, and the hobby for me changed for life after that point. Would love to have guests from Topps or anyone involved in older cards, although that may be real tough. That is one of my possible guests. I'm going to work on that. These old cards are like old friends. Love visiting with them. That is an excellent point there. You know, these old cards, they are like old friends. It's a great connection to the past when times were simpler and, you know, we weren't fighting over Twitter about Confederate statues all across the nation. And also, I almost forgot to mention this. I saw this question or suggestion on the Wax and Gum Stains Twitter feed, curious about collecting wax pack wrappers. And I don't really collect the wrappers. I do for some of the older packs I have. I've kept them. But, you know, that's not a big thing that I do. But that may be something we talk about, too, the artwork of the wrapper, because there's some really, really nice artwork that's been done over the years with baseball cards. So a lot of other comments just basically saying we're doing a good job. Keep up the great work. I know it's time consuming, but it's great to listen to. Keep up the excellent work, Matt. It is entertaining and educational. Great show. I find it really interesting to talk about old baseball cards and old ball players. And Matt, I think what you're doing is really special, professional, awesome, and authoritative. Wow. Thank you so much. Well, thanks again for all the kind comments. And in my promise to you to keep these podcasts just a little more shorter, we're going to wrap up this one with this thought. I appreciate those who have sent in their thoughts, and we've got some very interesting suggestions along the way. We will change things up a little bit, introduce a couple new things here and there. We'll switch up the format just a little bit as well. But the overall general direction of the show, you've made it loud and clear. Stick with baseball. Stick with the older cards as well. And we don't care if it goes in chronological order or numerical order. Just pull any old card and talk about the card, the set, the hobby, the player, and we'll be satisfied. But, you know, trim your show up by about 10 or 15 minutes and we'll really be satisfied. So with that, I bid you adieu, au revoir, and make sure you join us for our new episode on Tuesday, as we will have a look at the 1979 Topps set, which some collectors like, others, not so much. It was the beginning of a very, very dry period of creativity for Topps, and they were going to get in the thick of it over the next couple of years. So we'll talk 79 Topps, 10 o'clock in the morning, that's Eastern Time, Tuesday, and then next weekend, we'll return back to our Flashback Friday episodes. I'm your host, Matt Salmon. Thanks for tuning into this all-star glossy bonus edition of Wax Ecstatic. And thank you again for all of your feedback.